Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery Channel.
Hello, once again, you're listening to Garbled Twistery. Welcome to our very first annual in-between election episode. What will these episodes be like? Well, the story of the United States is much more than a story about election candidates and what they did in elections and stuff. Things do happen in between elections, you know? So that naturally means I gotta have an episode for every year in between the presidential elections, right? And I'll do my best to cover something that strays from the grubble politics of elections and stuff, because we're already gonna have a lot of that when election season comes back. So yeah, I'm here to cover the topic for 1789. Before you yell at me talking about how the first election was in 1789, I need to remind you that the vast majority of the election period was in freaking 1788. Okay? Like, there's still a whole electionless year ahead of us, alright? Okay, so imagine this. You're walking in a supermarket. There's a toddler crying in the third aisle. He's been crying for the past 20 minutes straight. Ugh, so annoying. On your last trip to the doctor's office, she told you that you have a terrible allergy to foolishness. The toddler has been hurting you for the past 20 minutes. What kind of person lets a toddler scream their head off in anguish for 20 minutes? You push your shopping cart to the end of the international foods aisle and hesitate. Some crazy thoughts race through your mind. Am I being a nosy Nora? That is not my child. But you go anyways, because your given name is not Nora, therefore it is impossible for you to be a quote-unquote nosy Nora. So you peek in the pasta aisle to see why the toddler is screaming. His mother, wearing a hippie rain poncho, has a box of Peppa Pig-shaped Kraft macaroni and cheese noodles in her hands. What kind of mother is she? Her toddler had chosen one of the most historically significant American delicacies, and her preventing her child from partaking in the consumption of this item is anti-American blasphemy! You storm over to the ignorant mother, and you give her a good talking to about the importance of mac and cheese in the American canon of history itself. And then you link this very episode of this very podcast at the end, because this is the part where I actually tell you about the history of mac and cheese. So, the strategy of cooking up noodles and tossing a bunch of cheese on it is really, really old. Like, it's really, really, really old. Like, Middle Ages old. However, nobody had the idea to take those noodles to the good old US of A until 1789, all right? So I think I'm just going to tell you how that happened. You see, there was this Congress dude who I briefly mentioned as involved in big fat society changing decisions in earlier episodes, but did not go into huge detail about specifically. His name was Tommy Jefferson. And in 1789, he was the freaking ambassador to the baguettes. A very tall and important job considering this crazy war we've all just experienced. But it wasn't so important that he couldn't take a detour in Italy. And what was our baguette ambassador doing in Fettuccine Land? Well, when he was in Baguette Land, he saw a bunch of machines and they were cutting noodles. And he just had to ask around about these freaking machines because he wanted to make his own Fruit Loop looking macaroni. And they sent the guy to Italy. And they had like a bunch of cool macaroni macarena machines, and they let him take his very own macaroni macarena cutter 3000 home with him. Yay! And like later on, Tommy Jefferson would send his secretary, some dude everybody called Little William, all the way to Italy to take the freaking noodle machine and take the freaking notes. And when some bougie regulars showed up at the White House and were all like, "What's cooking, Pops?" they'd smell the cheese and noodles and be like, "Oh, macaroni. Again." Now, I'm not saying Tommy Jefferson is the first person to invent macaroni and cheese as a thing. I'm not even saying he was the first person to cook and eat mac and cheese in the U.S. But what I'm saying is that Tommy Jefferson is to mac and cheese what Michael Jordan is to Nike. Tommy Jefferson is to mac and cheese what Hank Hill is to propane and propane accessories. The mother of the toddler leers at you dispassionately. Don't talk to me or my son ever again, unquote. The manager has to escort you out of Harris Teeter. But you were able to smuggle a box of mac and cheese out of the establishment by hiding it under your coat, just like a true patriot. Now get some counseling, you noodle-stealing lunatic.
You lost your mind.
If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, Dunder Mifflin paper, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, @garbledtwistery.net. Next week, we're talking about the census. It started in 1790, the census. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss a show about the census. Get yourself ready for the census. Man, that episode was short.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
A bunch of machines, and they were cutting noodles.